brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So they're setting up a world government with a cashless society, control grid, world armies, world court, world religion. It's all there. And we've said many times, you can debate why it's in the Bible. You can try to debate, whether the globalists, really believe what they believe. But the fact is, they are Luciferians. They do believe Lucifer is God. And I've made two films on that subject. I carry scores of films on that subject. I've had scores of guests on. I mean, I'm reading the Resistance Manifesto, the back cover. A dark web of evil is exposed like never before, making biblical prophecy and the New World Order crystal clear. Learn the most powerful information about the Illuminati, plans for the rise of the Antichrist, the institutions, people, and powers involved, and how you can fight them. Now, Mark Dice's whole website's about that. His book is about that. We sell it. We had him on last week talking about it. But it doesn't matter. If I made my whole show, say a Baptist show, then a million other Christian sects would be mad at us. This is a radio show. Yes, the world leaders believe this. Yes, they're pushing this. We secularly lay out the facts and say, now make your own decision. And that has caused so many people to wake up who would never wake up to some aggressive preacher pushing things on them. Okay? Now, a lot of the people that research this think it was all planted in the Bible by the New World Order to prepare us for this. I don't believe that. But what I do know is most churches say, rejoice, it's the end. Rejoice, we're about to be teleported out of here with the made-up rapture, the pre-trib rapture. See, I don't get into all that. I'm covering the news so people can make their decisions about what's happening in the world. Now, let's have this guy with his false accusations against us. Here it is.
Turning things their way to their agenda, utopian society. I'll kind of agree with those seven tenets. Now, here's the disconnect I have. Nowhere in these seven tenets, or nowhere in Alex Jones' speech, or Jason Berman's speech, or Mark Dice's speech, that I could find any in any of this truth movement, can I find God anywhere?
I get this every day. You never talk about Israel and its corruption. I made multiple films about it, hundreds of guests on. They say I don't. Nowhere do we criticize the corruption of the Catholic Church or the Pope calling for world government. Total lies. And I'm not talking about this guy. It's other people. See, I mean, this is intellectual laziness at best. Mark Dice's whole work is about that. He was on here last Friday talking about it. And again, I'm not bullied into covering anything here. In fact, this makes me not want to cover it as much. I lost a radio station last week for speaking out against abortion. Maybe you guys out there could spend more time fighting abortion and more time actually saving people and more time warning people. Instead, most Christians spend their time bossing everybody around. Let's finish up with it.
And that's the funny thing, because if you take these seven tenets, these seven things that we all agreed on pretty much, I've seen it in the New World Order truth movement, 9/11 inside job thing. They all agree with this. But these seven things are happening. There's evidence of it. It can be found if you look. A preponderance of the evidence. This is coming. A new world order is definitely coming. It's been documented. And world leaders, presidents, ambassadors, journalists, they've all come out and said it with their mouth from time to time. They've been caught on film. We've seen the clips. Most of you that are studying the truth. But nobody mentions God.
Okay, that's enough. You can go watch the rest of the clip if you want. The point is that that's not true. And, we're just here trying to warn the largest amount of people we can. We get on air and say the world leaders worship Lucifer. Here's all this documentation. Here's all this info. And now it's up to you to decide, why are they doing this? Why are supposed atheist leaders telling you God doesn't exist, but then they secretly are into the occult? Why don't they want you knowing about this? And that's all we do. And then I have to answer constant charges like this. We need people. And folks want to feel special. They want to brand themselves. I'm the only one giving you the truth. No, there's a lot of people getting the word out, doing a great job. Let's all work together against the globalists.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of the biggest problems in the United States is organized religion. Not just Christians, but Hindus, Muslims, other people. The leaders of their denominations have been funded openly by governments and corporations to preach doctrines of submission to government, submission to tyranny. Christians in the last 150 years have been taught they're not to fight evil, they're to lay down to corruption. When all the major prophets were killed or tortured or imprisoned and Christ himself was killed, they don't want you to know that it was the pastors who led the revolt against the British in 1776, the Black Brigade as they were known, because regardless of denomination, they tend to wear black suits. And they want to hold up these pulpit prostitutes like Benny Hinn and the rest of them to make religion look bad, to make Christianity look bad. And then the rest of the Christian community spends most of its time infighting with each other. That's why this is a news show, and we cover news and information. It is a secular fact. See, as soon as you get into religion, people out there who aren't Christian or who are agnostic, who don't believe in anything, you know, Einstein believed in God because he studied the universe. His mind could grasp it. You know, you could see the intelligent design everywhere. But regardless of that, they want to make it a religious debate. Now, that's why when I cover the occultic activities at Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove or by the United Nations and Maurice Strong out in Colorado, they go, oh, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in that stuff. Okay, well, as an anthropologist, as a psychologist, as someone studying society, is it a little unusual that we have world leaders who are involved in a Luciferian slash goddess cult and believe they want to bring in a one-world government to exterminate 80% of the world for Gaia? I mean, that's what they believe. That's in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 89, 96. You know, the Pentagon's written stuff like the Earth First Battalion, that's where that term came from, in the 70s, saying that they're the pale horse rider death, and they're going to bring in world government, and they're going to kill the majority of us, and Spangler and others in CFR publications, like Foreign Affairs, have said all of us will take a Luciferian pledge before we initiate. Okay, you're an atheist. What do you make of that? You think religion's stupid. You think we're all kooks. You know, you say, oh, you believe in Jesus, I'll believe in the spaghetti monster, or I'll believe in the tooth fairy, or, you know, like Bill Hicks said, you believe in the tooth fairy? Well, I mean, how about I'm saying a little elf is putting Lincoln logs in your dresser? You know, whatever. My whole issue is, why is it only Christians who are kooks if they believe in a creator? But we all know the UN is pushing this one world religion. We make films about it. We cover it. We constantly get into it. But I tell you, I talk to a lot of Christians and they go, oh, I know the New World Order is real. Praise God. I'll be out of here soon. And I'll go, well, don't you want to warn your friends and family? Well, that's just the way it is. If they don't repent, they'll go to hell. They won't be raptured. The Antichrist will get them. What a cop-out. People thought it was the Antichrist in Europe with Hitler, Russian Christians and Ukrainian Christians, when Stalin and before him Lenin were killing him, thought that it was the end of the world and, you know, they were going to stand down. The Aztecs laid down to the conquistadors because they thought it was the end of the world, thought they were gods. Some Native American tribes laid down and you know, did a ghost dance. And, you know, I mean, I'm not laying down to evil. I'm not going to take the coward's way out. And my Bible, but also history and common sense, shows that I need to stand up against tyranny and corruption and say no to evil. And so, really, I don't want to be associated with what is known as a Christian today. I don't want to be associated with any of that, because that isn't what's in my Bible. You can go off with your Romans 13, and they celebrate when the news is pushing implantable chips, and they celebrate all this talk of war with Russia. Oh, we're going to be out of here soon. And when they're not out of here and the things that are coming, they are going to lose their faith. See, it's all a trap. This is very sophisticated. And I'll tell you, I judge a tree by its fruits, and I found atheists and agnostics, by and large, are very unhappy people. Why do they care if old people are being euthanized or children are starving to death? You know, we're all just animals anyways, and it's all social Darwinism, and you know, humans are bad and we're a parasite. And, you know, there's not this belief that there's the divine. There's the outside of us. There's the larger universe. We're on a planet hurtling through space around a sun with billions of galaxies all around us that Hubble Space Telescope can see. There's so many mysteries, so many dimensions, so many things we don't know. But they can get you to decide, I'm just like a bacteria, I'm just like a mold, I'm nothing, I'm not special. Then the establishment can say, oh, but the animals are, we're going to represent the animals, and they're going to outvote you, so you're going to lose your property rights now. It's all about control. So, perhaps I should have some pastors on that I do respect to go over Romans 13 and go over what's happened to our churches and what they've turned into. But regardless, I come at this with the news and the information. And it's a million times more successful than some preacher on a street corner screaming at people who are drunk coming out of bars. They just laugh at them. Now, I'm not saying going down the street for anything political or religious is bad. That's a great thing. But you see the way they do it, it turns people off. You need to reach out to them. We're in a lot of trouble as a society. Now, on another issue of solutions, all we offer here on this radio show is solutions. If you listen to every hour of the show, what's the big solution? Waking people up, reaching out, so people understand the political minefield they're in, so they understand the society they're in, so they know the people perish for lack of knowledge, so they know offshore banks are setting up a world government, so they know they're setting up a global central bank to control our nation with carbon taxes to regulate every facet of our lives. So they know that the entire Northcom system is built around blocking the states from resisting a federal takeover. Now, that's a huge solution. Learning about what the gun bills are and raising a hue and cry, raising the alarm, that is the key. And then once you have a cadre of educated people, which we have, getting you to go out and educate others and educate them that action is needed. take what we've done just in the last month, in a few days, beating the drum of states' rights to this federal takeover. The outrage is there. The public's waking up. Now we need to take the states over. Need to remove the electronic voting machines. First, we've got to discredit the electronic voting machines and educate folks they're a fraud. You know, it all first comes with knowledge. It's like if your engine's blown and you want to go fix the engine, but you don't know how to fix it, you've got to learn how to fix the engine first. And so this is the crossroads we're at. This is a very important time in history right now. And look at how I've been beating the drum for 13-plus years about the police state and the New World Order and the FEMA camps and the troops trying to take your guns. And people laughed at me, and it was a big joke. I didn't care. I knew they were preparing for it. I had the documents. I showed them to people. We had the video of them training. And I knew that as it unfolded, I hoped we just had more time to back them off so we could wake people up. And we have done that now. And now I talk to my dad, I talk to my uncles, I talk to cousins, I talk to people all over the country and the world, and they say, Alex, the Japanese parliament is watching your films and committee hearings. And we have Japanese parliament members on, we've woken up. And Alex, members of the Italian parliament are listening, and Russia is listening, and Germany is listening, and leaders in our government are listening, and I get generals and admirals calling me up, retired, and colonels, and special forces people, and they know. And they're like, how did you know? And I ran right into it. There were urban warfare drills. I said, what are these? I found out it was a takeover plan. I started warning people. So what? I'm trying to save people. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to save myself. It's symbiotic. If I don't help others find out the truth, if I don't make sure they're free, I don't have any future either. See, the New World Order teaches you how to be selfish. I don't care what's happened to my neighbors and others as long as I got mine. But then when they don't care about you, you get enslaved as well. See, it's a mutual defense. When we defend liberty, defend freedom, stand up against oppression, aren't cowed by the police state, when we analyze its architecture and expose it, then the people see it going into place. Just like we talk about Internet 2, 5, 6 years ago, now it's mainstream news. Our credibility just went up again. Now people know it's true. They know Internet 2 is a takeover. They're fighting it. You know, people say, well, where's the martial law? Well, where's the police state, Alex? Well, Congress has been threatened with martial law. Federal Reserve Bank governors have said they're not even allowed to know what's going on. They're under war powers and martial law. NORTHCOM is now in control. They're announcing they're going to put troops on the streets. That's another ratchet up in the police state, in the martial law grid, in the Richter scale. But because we exposed this so diligently for so long, now their rollout of this program isn't going to go as well. And the praise goes to those men and women out there who knew the truth, who checked out my info, who took action, who made copies of Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement, Police State 2000. Those of you that made copies of my radio shows, those of you that did it back on cassette tape, you know, 12, 13 years ago, those of you that spread the word and put my films on Access TV, those of you that did that, you are wonderful. And you're an example to us all of what other people need to be doing, not sitting there. A lot of people will procrastinate. You know, I want to paint my house and I want to put some new eaves on it and fix the leaks, but they overanalyze for years. They plan it. They talk about it. Most people do this. We need people who are full of action. You know, Elvis said, a little less talk, a little more action. In fact, let's pull that up. Pull that up on YouTube. Elvis, a little less talk, a little more action. I want to play a clip of that later. A little less talk, a little more action. Now, he's talking about something else with a woman, but we're using it in the connotation of resisting. And that's what we need. We need action, action, action. That's what this radio show's about. The websites, the films, the guest, a platform to bring others on. It's so wonderful. Our platform is just accelerating, getting bigger and bigger by the minute. That's why they're racing to shut down the web. And we're just one part of that, but a big part of that fight. And it's all of us in symbiosis, in the symbiotic relationship, together, learning more, integrating information, expanding, growing. We're going to come back and talk to somebody who for, I guess, 15-plus years has been fighting the New World Order, the state's rights level. He was an aide to one of the state reps who introduced a bill that passed in Colorado back in 1994 for the states to say no to the federal takeover. We'll talk to him when we get back. Folks, there's a war on. Are you going to sign up to fight? And I want to commend all those that have been fighting.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 16, 2009. The overseas gold market is at $943. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $970.02, $485.01 for the half ounce, and $242.51 for a quarter ounce. That's $970.02, $485.01, and $242.51.
We all want liberty. Some give their lives for it, a price that cannot be taken for granted. We forfeit bites and pieces of our freedom for what? February 28th, Minnesota Campaign for Liberty will host Tom Woods, best-selling author of The Meltdown, Professor Butler, author of Trade on the Great Depression, and Bill Butler to cover monetary policy. This workshop will empower you to be effective at meetings and conversations. With advanced discounts, the cost is $20, a small price for liberty. Go to MNC, the number4l.com. That's MNC4L.com. Become a part of the solution. Go to MNC4L.com.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out
and gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com
or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289, yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes? Food, energy, housing, medical, forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gonna burn.
Apache Coyote is Cherokee Choctaw. And he got involved back in 93 with Charles Duke, a representative out of El Paso County, Colorado. And he worked with him to help get the 1994 resolution passed in the 59th session of the Colorado State Legislature in 94. Our work also became a four-year fight for the Constitution began, and we've got the original bill here and also some of his work. He does some great postings up at the prisonplanet.com forum. So I wanted to introduce him because Colorado, to my knowledge, was the first state to pass a 10th Amendment resolution saying, look, feds, you can't be in here telling us what to do. And now we see 21 states and growing that are saying no to FEMA camps, no to gun control, no to banning homeschool, no to forced conscription. So this is one of the biggest, strongest solutions we've got, but it's up to you, the people, to get these bills introduced in your legislature. How do you do that? You get copies that you like from other states, read over them, do some research. We have them all listed at InfoWars.com. We've had now, in the last few weeks, a whole bunch of state reps here on the air. I'm going on Coast to Coast AM tonight to put the call out. We're doing that, but I wanted to get JT Coyote on with us. Sir, great to have you with us.
Hey, Alex. Good to be on. Thank you very much.
You bet. This is a short segment, but introduce yourself. Explain what happened in 94 that then got picked up in Oklahoma and California, and now we're seeing a massive resurgence of this.
Okay. Well, I'm Cherokee Choctaw, but there's a smattering of German, French, and Irish in there, too, Alex. So, and the name kind of stuck since I was a kid. So, you know, away we go. But in 1993, I was listening to a talk radio show, a local show on, here in Colorado, and a little-known senator named Charles Duke, or at that time he was a representative, came on the air and was discussing a method for eliminating federal mandates, which are these federal laws that come down and mandate the states to do certain things, funded or unfunded. And he had hit upon a 10th Amendment resolution. And I heard this, and growing up in Colorado, you know, I'm a dairy farm boy. I got, you know, the Southern Baptist religion, the Constitution, and Bill of Rights, along with my morning pancakes in the morning before I went to school. So I understood the essential truth about the Constitution, and that is that it is a contract between the states. It is not a contract with the federal government. The federal government was created by that contract.
That's right. This is key. The states do a deal with themselves to constitute the federal government, and the minute it becomes destructive, they can dissolve it.
Exactly, and that's what we're engaged in here. And it's marvelous to see. I had in 1993, I called the senator and I or the representative. See, that he became a senator.
Yes.
Anyway, I called him on the air. It was November 11th. 1993, and I told him then I would do anything I could to help him because his plea for support is a lot like yours is. You know, it is heartfelt, and it was right out of, you know, the urgent necessity that people realize that we cannot go this way alone.
That's right. That was the first big explosion against the globalists, was Ruby Ridge and the torching of Waco. That's why they didn't bomb Oklahoma.
Man.
To then demonize patriots in 95, where they'd also passed similar things.
Right.
And so now here we are again with an even bigger explosion from the seeds you and others planted.
Yeah, and the thing is, they had to do that. I mean, they needed something to obfuscate the fact that we were doing it. Patriots groups and lawful state militias, too, Alex, were involved at the state level lawfully doing what the states are supposed to do, and the feds couldn't have that. And they blew up Oklahoma City as sure as I'm talking to you.
JT Coyote, stay there. We're going to come back to you, break down the key history of this. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
We are back live, going right back to our guest here in just a moment. This is a major chink in the dragon's underbelly armor. People can say, well, it's too hard. How do we get the states to do it? 20-plus are already moving to do it. Quite a few have passed it, saying, look, it's illegal, feds, for you to come in here and federalize everything and to tell us we can confiscate our guns and the rest of it. Wyoming is close to doing it. Also, Montana House measure would change gun rules, saying the feds' laws don't apply there. Just like with marijuana laws. Even if you don't smoke marijuana, it has hundreds of medical uses, and they have these doctors prescribing it in California and, was it, 14 other states. And the feds try to swoop down and block that, but they're failing in court over and over again. So that's another victory for states' rights. Second Amendment, marijuana, it doesn't matter. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before I go any further, don't forget we have the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com with the new film out, Eye of the Phoenix, Part 3 in America's Secret Beginnings, The Dollar Bill. You'll understand the occultic nature of the New World Order from their own words, their own documents, their own statements. You need to get the Eye of the Phoenix discounted at InfoWars.com. We've also got the new Obama T-shirts out where it says worst president ever next to George Bush's face. It's half of George Bush's face. Like, let's pull that up. Half of it's George Bush's face, and it says until now, and it shows Obama's face. So it's half Bush's face, half Obama's face. That's a great way to strike up conversations and educate people. On the back, it says don't be a sucker, InfoWars.com. So those available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's the Don't Be a Sucker shirt. Now, continuing here with our sponsors that make this transmission possible, eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, is the best storable foods company out there. No MSG, no aspartame, no GMO. All the foods grown right here in the United States except for the bananas. That's down in Central America. All high quality. And they have a little tester kit, a three-day food supply for one person for $21. That's the first responder kit. I would get that as a test sample, but I wouldn't wait long with all this craziness going on. Guns, gold, Second Amendment, food. You need to be self-sufficient. That's so important. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or check them out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Just fabulous folks. Go check out their videos as well, showing all their great products at efoodsdirect.com, also a big banner up on prisonplanet.com. Okay, going back to JT Coyote. JT, break down the history of the states, the basics, how you were able to do this, you and just some volunteers and the state rep in Colorado, and how that was the model. Now, it passed in Colorado. Colorado still violates its own law doing what they do, but the point is it's there, and that idea was then picked up by other states. Then it went dormant, and now it's 10 times, 20 times bigger than it ever was before and growing very, very quickly right now. And how successful it will be will count on the people. Please continue.
Well, you have to understand the time frame. We were just coming off of the heels of Ruby Ridge, and it was obvious to most of the people in the community, in the Patriot community, that this was a pretense for something bigger. And then, the whole thing with the World Trade Center bombing, the first one that killed 12 people and injured dozens, when it failed, they had something set up in the media already, and the BATF went into the church in Waco, and the 51-day siege started, which took everybody's eyes off of the World Trade Center. Now, we can do some interesting things with that. But the point is that Representative Duke, being from Arkansas, knew that Bill Clinton would make George Bush look like a piker. And he understood what kind of problem the country would have given Clinton's policies in Arkansas all those years he was governor. I mean, he turned it into the poorest state in the union. So Charlie was coming into work in the fall of 93 and, said a little prayer. And it came to him that the 10th Amendment was the way to go. And then he went on the air. I told him, hey, dude, I'm ready. Let's do this. And January 1st, I was his only aide. He had no staff at that time, so I did everything, which means I set up his radio appearances, everything, answered questions from the press. We started with the local talk shows, and then it soon branched out. And in 1994, early 94, about January, he was on Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell before Art Bell became a flying saucer nut. And then it really spread. By the time...
Oh, and I'm about to be on tonight. Again, it's that bushfire point. 16 million people. What a responsibility I've got this evening being on there.
Yeah.
But again, history repeats itself. Let's continue.
And by that time, I mean, he was on Roger Fredenberg. He was on all the local shows in a period of less than, from the time we started in session, the 1st of January, until it was passed in the Colorado State House, Charlie was on probably 80 radio programs, both national and local. And that was the way we did it. We didn't have the Internet. The Internet at that time in 1993-94 was, most of us didn't even own a computer.
And that's why Bill Clinton came out and said, we've got to shut down talk radio, Limbaugh.
Exactly.
When Limbaugh is an establishment frontman to neutralize conservatives, they're actually worried about the regional syndicated shows and the local shows.
Exactly.
Where the truth was getting out at the time, and they wrote government memos. Now Hillary's back. Barack Obama's back. All these senators are back saying they do. Bill Clinton said they want to shut down talk radio again, where you can't have your political opinion. Just amazing, because they're still worried about it.
Same group of scoundrels, Alex. Same same group. And they knew they had to do something because it was growing that quickly. By the time Oklahoma City went up on April 19th, 95, the 10th Amendment resolution had already been introduced in 47 state legislatures. And you didn't hear a word about it on the media. The media wouldn't even touch it. But the alternative media was moving like mad. Local radio talk shows, the Fax Network between them, KNUS knew what, WOAI was doing, and everybody. So across the nation, it was kind of the precursor to the Internet. Using talk radio.
And the militia movement exploded. People found out that UN treaties had been signed. Bill Clinton went on MTV and said, we are going to have gun confiscation. Janet Reno said, first we want to register, then we want to confiscate. They were on record, just like Attorney General Holder, who was the deputy then, Attorney General, just like all these guys that are in there now are on record for total gun bans.
Exactly.
The same thing. The people are getting wise. Will the feds stage a false flag to try to, oh, see, the feds are good. Somebody attacked them. The American people are bad. It's American Al-Qaeda. They're secretly training police and military that right now. Or will we back them off from staging a terror attack because we've exposed false flag terror?
Exactly. And, it's curious. Even back then, we had problems, kind of like what they had in New Hampshire recently. That won't stop Itzy and the boys. They'll go back at it again, just like we did. We had defeats. But we also had major victories. And right now, there are 15 states that have it already on their books. Trying to find them on the Internet is a little difficult sometimes. But I have that thread running, which is on the radio show page at the Prison Planet Forum. And I would be remiss if I didn't say hello to all my friends over at the Prison Planet Forum. Probably the greatest bunch of researchers that the InfoWar has ever put together in one spot.
Yeah, your handle is JT Coyote.
Yes.
And your avatar is William Travis, Colonel.
Yes.
William Travis. Remember the Alamo. And it says, our 10th Amendment sovereignty resolve will defeat the New World Order. And it says, the law is clear. The feds are in breach of contract. The law is quite clear. And you've done great research here, a lengthy post. I'm going to get Kurt Nimmo in the states' rights section he's building for the show tonight on Coast to Coast to take the key areas out of this page and get that posted as a link as well.
Good.
As a resource. Let's go over the states that already have this on the books.
Okay. Colorado was first. Then, believe it or not, Hawaii. Hawaii came in right after Colorado did. Then Missouri. Missouri has it. I've passed in both houses. And copies sent to the president, the Senate, Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate. I mean, all of these, they are on the books. California was finally passed it in August of 94. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Montana, Arkansas.
Hold on, I'm writing these down. Colorado,
okay.
Hawaii, Missouri, California, Pennsylvania.
Michigan, Montana,
okay.
Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Big Alaska, Kansas, Alabama, Nevada.
Okay, I lost count there. Colorado, Hawaii, you've got links to these up there. Missouri, California, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Montana, Arkansas, Idaho.
Indiana.
Indiana, Alaska,
Kansas, Alabama, Nevada, and Maine. And those, as of 9/20 of 95, which was September 20th of 1995, had it passed through both houses of their legislature and had sent copies to the Fed, putting them on notice.
And then the feds bombed Oklahoma City to teach everybody to love them, and that's on record. And
yeah.
Aren't they good guys? We've got to stop these evil states' rights people. So that's why they were so concerned and carried that out. And so you have 15 states already did it. Now there's 20. The 21st is Texas, but it just has the power to do it already on the books. So 20 that have introduced it, again, but with stronger language about martial law, gun confiscation, forced draft, banning homeschooling, saying no to the feds.
Right.
This is very, very exciting. How do we get these 15 where it's dormant? How do we get them to start enforcing this?
This is also in that same thread. It's the very last post in that thread. It has to do with the National Tenth Amendment State Sovereignty Act, and it is the whole idea behind the sovereignty resolution is to reaffirm and put the federal government on notice that the state understands that the federal government is a paper tiger created by the states. And that the federal government is on notice that the states are going to take their rights and utilize them. Now, what happened with the guys in New Hampshire is they've got all this stuff in there that is that should come in a later a piece of legislation in an act. Now, the State Sovereignty Act, the first one that was implemented, introduced, was in Oklahoma by Charles Key, and that was in 1995. And it's you can see it, you can read it in the last post of that thread there on the Prison Planet Forum. That's how the 15 states do it, and they can enumerate whatever they want in there, because all powers that are not specifically delegated to the federal government by the Constitution or reserved to the states are given to the people and the states respectively.
I want to stop you right there. Ron Paul was in the debates. He was all over national television. They tried to demonize him, but he exposed the private offshore banks, the scam they were running. Now he's bigger than ever, even though they stopped him from winning the nomination. That was a victory. Resistance is victory. Yeah. Does it mean we win every battle? George Washington lost 90%+ his battles, but they persevered. They continued. Now, we have 15 states, 14 states that have already passed this, 20 states that have introduced it. Texas already has that power. So what's 21 and 14?
Well, that should be about 35.
Yeah. So
all we need is 38 states, but they have to do it independently. Here's one of the rough things that
The danger of a con-con can get called, and the feds can slip in what they want or stage a terror attack during it and rewrite everything. We have to have the states individually, as they were originally brought together under the Union. They need to. Well, I mean, I know you've written all this out, but I agree with it. They need to separately declare this and then communicate with each other to direct orders at the feds. There's no need to have a con-con because they're not changing the Constitution. They're only enforcing it.
That's exactly correct. And the easiest way to look at it, it's kind of like, you know, there are 35 neighbors and you've got a problem with, the water board. Well, you know, you don't come together in a big meeting. You all communicate through phone because, you know, you all have to work during the day and setting up a meeting and all that is kind of rough. So you communicate by courier, the telephone, and then you all independently call the water department and say, fix the main.
And then if you have to meet 2 weeks later at the meeting, you know, 10 of you show up, and yeah, this is what everybody wants. This happened in my neighborhood. The trash company went from 2 days a week to 1 day a week. They were cheating everybody on their water prices.
Yeah.
The neighborhood just got together and said, you're fired. We're hiring another company.
And that's exactly what we're doing now. We need to take out the trash, Alex.
Well, I mean, what happens when you have secret unlimited power in government since 1947 with the National Security Act, 1913 before that, 1933 War Powers Act, all of that? I mean, you're going to get corruption and evil and out-of-control behavior. And so now these bankers have all built offshore palaces. They're destroying the country, stealing everything. You know, the public is so angry now. I'm going to tell the feds, blowing up a few federal buildings isn't going to get people to feel sorry for you and love you and believe the people are the enemy. Folks know you're a pack of criminals. And to the listeners, to dream is destiny, and action is victory, as I've said. it is up to you whether this is going to happen. Are you going to expose the bankers? Are you going to expose the New World Order? Are you going to literally scream from the rooftops? Are you going to do banner hangs? Are you going to do whatever it takes to get this buzz going and never stop organically so that as the feds get worse and worse, it may not pass now and the states may not act now, but they will down the road as this is educated and as the people know the solution, the way out is dissolving the federal government through the states and then reconstituting it if the states so choose.
Exactly. All government, all true government is local. And you move that direction. You don't worry so much about your state senator or representative to Congress in Washington. You grab a hold of your local state legislator and you bend his ear hard. Let him know and arm yourself with the facts and the knowledge
and give them the dream.
Yeah.
Explain how they're going to be a hero, how they know things are wrong. Do they want to just keep drifting towards disaster? We can do it. We can do it. Stay with me.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And help us win this.
All right, I've got a bunch of news on the economy, on the police state coming up in the fourth and final hour here pretty quick. You know, you can always tell who the operatives are in the, quote, Liberty Awakening movement, whatever you want to call it, because they say, oh, you can't do anything at the state level, you can't do anything at the federal level, oh, there's nothing you can do, oh, 9/11 truth hasn't been effective, oh, well, we've been incredibly effective to the point where they have congressional hearings talking about how we're bringing down their new world order. And we've done the work. We've exposed the world government's architecture, its setup, its system. And now the people have seen it all come true. Our credibility is at all-time highs. It is easier for you to wake people up than ever before. All they have to have is respect for themselves and to believe that they can affect change. The level of crime, the level of collapse, the level of destruction they're bringing to this nation to then rebuild it as a criminal world government with total micromanagement of your daily lives is incredible. But there's all these scientists and doctors and one of the top former astronauts is now going public saying global warming's a fraud to tax you to control your money and your mind. People are rebelling against that. They're rebelling against the national ID, the animal ID, the premises ID. And it's just going to get more intense, and we're not going to back off. And there's a lot of good people in government who are compartmentalized, who didn't know what they were part of. Now they're waking up. That's why the government's trying to hire criminals and felons and foreigners to make up the military and the CIA. That's not going to work either. We're going to win this thing, thanks to activists out there who was there when this whole second American Revolution through the state started. And we just want to commend J.T. Coyote and the work he's doing. And again, if you go to PrisonPlanet.com forum, his research, he has all the bills, all the stuff. He's done all the work. It's accurate. We've checked the bills ourselves. It's just amazing. What's the best way for them to find this particular data page on the Prison Planet forum?
The easiest way to do it is to go to the main page, and that'll give you an index. Scroll about, halfway down, and it'll say the radio show page, which is live show forum, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. CST, and click on that, and stickied in the very top of the main discussion page there will be the subject, our 10th Amendment sovereignty resolve will defeat the New World Order.
Okay, well, what I want is I want you guys to post this on the main page.
Okay.
Okay, and I want to expand it, take the stuff Kurt's put together, I'll put it in there as well. Let's get it all indexed in there, and people can add to it, but I want to keep it real clean of any of this info, you know, because this is a data page.
Being a moderator, I do keep it clean.
No, I know you. I know. I mean, they come in there, as you know, and try to say, kill this person, kill that person, to get us shut down. But thank God they're not successful.
No, what people have to know is that all power resides in their hands and their collective hands by the state, because the states are the ones that created the Constitution.
And they are constituted by the people. That's why all powers, you know, not delegated to the federal government, reserved to the states or the people.
That's
we are
it.
Not slaves of the government, no matter how much they say they're doing it all to keep us safe.
And if the 10th Amendment isn't enough, the 9th Amendment says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
That's right. And expanding on that, I'm going to hold you over another 5 minutes, and we're going to go to calls and cover news. Is that look how the globalists are creating illegitimate world bodies like the World Trade Organization, the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, and then they have our governments, our central governments that are illegitimate, sign agreements waiving our rights, waiving our liberties, getting rid of our system of checks and balances, our Magna Carta, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. That's all treason. That's all fraud. The states are the legitimate body of the people. It is not our right. It is our duty to overthrow anything that becomes destructive of those aims. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying peacefully, but they're coming with gun control, FEMA camps, mass financial implosion by design to bankrupt us, so we're on our knees. Fight back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.